welcome to the CWF Game Discussions Podcast. Today is Wednesday, September 20th, 2006, and I am your host, Jonathan Reinhardt, a.k.a. Raven. We will be talking about the new Dawn of War Dark Crusade expansion today. Also, I want you to note that we're testing out a new format for the show, so give it a listen. You'll be able to pretty easily pick it up as you listen to see what's changed and what stayed the same. But I hope that you like the new format, and I think we might be sticking with it, but of course that depends on feedback from all of you. So remember to give us your feedback and let us know what you think. Getting into today's podcast, I'm going to start us off by saying that, you know, it's a rainy day here in Boston. It started to rain last night when I got out of work, and it's been raining continuously through that. We could definitely use some rain, but we've had a rainy summer. Also, I want to apologize that you might hear me cough in the podcast, and that's something I normally would edit out or I wouldn't do. However, my asthma's been acting up lately, and this is something I can't really control right yet, but we'll be remedying that. In the first part of our podcast, we normally, you know, discuss some sort of topic, and this is where we would, for today's podcast, we would discuss the Dawn of War Dark Crusade. It's an expansion, and there's a demo out. However, we're throwing you a curveball, because we're not going to discuss anything right now. Right now, it's a new segment for the show called Music to Game By. Every show, or every so often, we will be featuring one or more than one song that we think would be awesome for you to listen to while you game. What's really cool about these songs is that they don't cost you any money. These songs are what are called pod-safe music. Basically, they're put out under a Creative Commons license, which means that, you know, you can use them as long as you don't, like, you know, get profit from them or anything. So, you know, don't make CDs or anything, sell them of this. But, you know, definitely download the music. You can listen to it. It's really enjoyable. For the today's music, we will be featuring Wrecking Ball is the name of the song. It's by a band called 137. They do metal, and we know that metal is awesome for when you're doing sci-fi kind of stuff. It's a great genre of music. We enjoy it here at the studio. We came across this song on the PodSafe music network, which is what the pod show's on. So we came across this, had to listen to it, and just fell in love with it. It's been a big hit here. We know it's going to be a big hit with you, so give it a listen. We'll be right back. So we hope that you liked Wrecking Ball by 137, which is the name of the band. As I said, we're a big, big fan of it here in the studio. I hope you're a big fan of it too. If you want to know how to listen to the song or how to download and get the song, remember, only download music legally, head on over to our show notes. And in our show notes, under number 3, you're going to see the segment named Music to Game By. Underneath, it says, check out the metal song Wrecking Ball by 137. Just click on the link right there where it says Wrecking Ball by 137. It'll be take you to the details for the artist on the Pod Show Network. It's part of, you know, the Pod Safe Music Network, all that. It's entwined and synonymous. So it'll take you there, and you can find out how to download and how to get the music and so forth. If you have your own podcast, I believe it is 100% free. Otherwise, it might cost you like 99 cents to download the song. But it is incredible. We liked it. I hope you like it too. Give us your feedback about it. And speaking of our show notes, I want to remind you that our website is wargamingforums.com. That's where we have our blog. That's where we put our podcasts up. You might be listening to us from an RSS feed or from one of our affiliates. We're affiliated with, you know, Yahoo Podcasts and with PodSafe Music Network, Podcast Pickle, Podfeed.net, the Podcast Directory, Podnova, Digital Podcasts, and many, many others. So you might have found us from there and might be listening to us from that, or you might be listening to us in iTunes, where we're also located. But head on over to our website, because you can get so much information there. We put all our show notes up, which has a lot more in-depth information and links to things that we talk about in the show. Plus, it also has ways for you to contact us, let us know what's going on, give us some feedback, maybe you have something you want us to talk about. You can find it all there. We put updates, and, you know, if we're going to have downtime or if we're doing a big server move or anything, you know, whatever, we let you know. We put it on our blog. We may not get in the podcast, but if you go to our website, wargamingforums.com, you'll find it all. So head on over there. There's a lot of good stuff. Also, want to mention, as always, that we have a sponsor for the show. They are Acho Hosting. They have web hosting that starts at $3.55 a month. We use them, and we are proud to say also that the War Vault Project uses them. I've been with them for ages, since they started, or at least it feels that way. I am their sales department manager, but in addition to that, I'm a customer. We have our entire project of the CWF game discussions and all our different, you know, little side offshoots and stuff hosted with them. And in our time being with them, I've never ever noticed any downtime. I know you can't promise that a web host will have no downtime because, you know, something might come up or whatever, but I've never experienced any. And I can't say the same for other web hosts, but if you're in online for some cheap web hosting, for whether it's a, you know, a form you want to run, or just your own blog, maybe you want to start a podcast, or just have like a homepage about yourself, hey, I like this music, or did you see that movie, it was really cool, or I'm starting this new army, what do you think? Check out Acho Hosting. They just cost $3.55 a month for web hosting plans, so you can't lose. Great staff, great technical support, they're very timely, great uptime, and a great price. What's more to want? I don't know. Anywho, we're moving into our second half of the show, and this half we'll be dealing with the Dawn of War Dark Crusade expansion. I don't know if you've had a chance to find out a little bit about this expansion or not, but this is the second expansion for Dawn of War. Dawn of War is a hit game by THQ, and it portrays warfare in the Warhammer 40,000, you know, universe. The original game came out, and you could play one of four factions. They were the Eldar, the Space Marines, you also had Chaos, and then you had the Orcs. The four basic, you know, factions, and a lot of different things. It was great fun. There was one, you know, complaint about the game. Well, actually, there were a few complaints. But the one major one I heard was that it was kind of broken in the sense that if you play Eldar, you're going to own, you just build up massive amounts of fire prisms, and you just kick butt. I have a version of the game that's unpatched, and I play it, you know, by myself. I do single skirmish missions, and I admit, I, you know, get the Eldar, and I just build maximum number of fire prisms, and I go out and go crazy, and I group them up, and I just kick some serious butt. And sometimes, you know, you need to do that just to get some frustration out. It's a lot of fun. It's awesome. The first expansion that came out was Winter Assault, and it only had the Imperial Guard on there. And I know you might be thinking, only? Imperial Guard's huge. What are you talking about? They need an expansion all for themselves. And yeah, that might be true. But as a gamer of very, you know, different types of games, I was very disappointed that they had, you know, just added one unit per army that existed before, and then they threw this out, and it was kind of eh, you know? It wasn't that great. It focused too heavily on Imperial Guard. It was like, oh, look, Imperial Guard are awesome now, and everyone else isn't that great. And it was doing the whole flavor of the month approach that they have been doing with the other games, the tabletop games. But the game itself was kind of cool, and some of the units that you got were pretty cool. The one for Eldar kind of sucked. It was Fire Dragons or something like that. But you had other great stuff that you could build. It was just kind of cool. I mean, you get a Baneblade for the Imperial Guard as your special unit, so that's awesome. What's not to love there? You know, who wants a Baneblade? Me. And it was just kind of cool. They fixed some bugs and there's technical stuff, but it's just kind of a cool game. And if you're an Imperial Guard player, you loved it. Because, hey, you got your Guard, they had the Ogryns, you had your Kazakins, and all sorts of stuff. It was just kind of cool. And what I liked was the ability, there's certain buildings you can use, and all those buildings of that particular type had a feature where they were connected by tunnels. So if you garrisoned units in them, you could then have them travel via the tunnels to one of the other buildings, like an outpost or whatever, for reinforcements. Kind of like the Eldar Webway Gates. It was just kind of cool, because none of the other units, or armies rather, had anything like that. The new expansion is Dark Crusade, and it releases two new armies. I have to say that I think the previous expansion, Winter Assault, should have had two armies in it as well. But it didn't, so I'm not going to, you know, beat a dead horse. But Dark Crusade comes with the Tau and Necrons. It's kind of cool that, you know, they have these two relatively new or revised armies, that they have their own expansion coming out now, and that it's just awesome. I played the demo. The demo's out. I got it from File Planet, and we actually have it up on our web space. If you go to our show notes, you can download it. Beware, it's 308 megabytes. Make sure if you do download it from our show notes that you right-click on our link and then choose like Save Target As or whatever that is, so it'll save the file to your computer and not run the file from our website, because if you run the file from our website, you're going to cause a lot of problems for us, that we're going to have increased usage as everyone's, you know, actively running a 300 plus megabyte file at the same time, and that means a lot of our stuff won't work, and then we're just going to have to cut the file, and you're going to have to get it elsewhere. We don't want to do it. We put it up so that it would be easy for you guys would be easy for you guys to get and to use, because we just wanted to share the love. But you know, just be safe and beware what you're doing. As I was saying, so we have it up on, you know, a website. And I played the demo a few times. I didn't play the tutorial because I play the game, and, you know, even if I didn't, I don't play tutorials. I'm not a tutorial kind of guy. I don't read instructions. I don't follow the rules. I just kind of do my thing and figure it out on my own. That's how I've always been. So I didn't read the tutorial. I wouldn't, no matter what. But I started, there's two battles. There's a skirmish battle, and then there's like a campaign type battle. Both battles, you play only as Tau. And it's kind of cool, you know, to play as Tau. I play Tau for 40k, and getting to see all the different units that you can use was just really, really cool. First few times I played, I got my butt kicked across the entire map. It was horrid. And it was really embarrassing for me because, you know, I played the game many times before, many, many times. And I play Tau, and I'm relatively decent with my Tau. And to see me lose using tactics that I use in an actual game, I was like, oh my god, how much do I suck? And I was just like, whoa, this is not good. But I played it a few more times, and it was getting better, and figured out some cool combos, and, you know, ways to go around. One thing to keep in mind is that the Tau Fire Warriors, I know that tabletop game, they're pretty cool, but in this, they own. You start off, when you build a squad of them, I think you get like four guys. Those four guys can take out an entire squad of Marines who are not upgraded in any way. You know, they don't have heavy weapons or don't have a special character with them. they can take that unit out like this. Snap of the fingers and they're gone. Then when you expand the size of the unit, and then later on you can actually give them enhanced plasma rifles, pulse rifles, whatever, rather. They're just incredible. They're heavy infantry, they have limited line of sight, they move really slowly, they need to stay stationary to fire, get a couple squads, plomp them. You can get Pathfinders on the demo, send them out, or get Kroot Carnivore squads, send them out a little bit further so you can see bigger, capture some, you know, control points, build them up with turrets and stuff, and you can kind of see, and then you just shoot things apart. There's a few downsides with the demo. First of all, want to start with the Tau, since I was just talking about them. There's a lot of units you can't use, and the units that I had hoped you would have been able to use. For example, you can't use broadsides. They don't let you use them at all. You're limited to your Tau commander, which looks like Shadow Sun from the 40K, you know, tabletop game. He's very disappointed by that. So you're limited to that. You're limited to stealth suits, Pathfinders, Fire Warriors, Crisis suits, which you only get three of. You're limited to Sky Rays, Carnivore squads, and Hounds. Nothing else. It's kind of a bummer. I had hoped that, you know, I was like, Sky Ray, what the heck am I getting that for? I hope, you know, maybe I would have got a Devilfish or a Hammerhead instead, because then, you know, in the demo you'd have more of a fighting chance, or that I'd have broadsides. None of that. I can definitely say, though, that you do get some of the cool new stuff. You get the Piranhas, you get, you know, Vespids, you get the Sky Ray, there's a Greater Nylock and stuff like that that you get, and you get them in the full game. Really cool thing with the Tau is, it's one army, but they give you two different ways to play, because they know, as in the Codex, there's the two different strategies, the tactics. There's Montcar and Kion. You can build a facility in the game that's dedicated to each one of those, and then you go down that path, and each path gives you access to the different stuff. For example, one will give you access to broadsides and hammerheads, one gives you access to more Kroot stuff, and things like that, so you can really specialize what you do. That's a thumbs up. Another problem with the game, or at least with the demo rather, you can't play as Necrons. Don't know why, I haven't heard anything, but I'm kind of bummed. I was expecting that, you know, the Tau, they would have gave you, you know, a skirmish or a scenario or something. You play as a Tau, you get some units, and you might be restricted or whatever, like in a campaign setting, but you maybe have some of the cool units, and that there'd be another one for the Necrons, and you can play and get the Necron Warriors, and you get your Lord or Destroyers or Scarabs, or, I don't know, maybe a Monolith or something, or, you know, maybe you get a Deceiver or something. It would be really, really cool. You can't even play as them in the demo. The demo is still worth playing, even if you're not a Tau player. It kind of lets you go in the shoes of your opponent, you know, and see what they're going to do to you when you play. And it's just really, really cool. I definitely recommend that you check it out. There's one other major change with it, and that's the campaign setting. Whereas before, with the first expansion, you know, Winter Assault, and the main game, campaign was a storyline sort of thing. You go through and you fight each battle, and each battle causes you to get something else, and then, you know, you end up somewhere in the first one fighting a certain demon type thing and so forth. But in this one, it's more of like a map campaign in line with, I don't like, the different, you know, Total War series, like the medieval Total War, where you have a country and then you go and conquer the neighboring countries, kind of like that, like a Risk kind of thing. And in this, you conquer your opponents, and they're the different armies, but they're around you on a world. You try to take over the world. You can do it from every different army's point of view, and then you get like special war gear and stuff that you can hang on to and use throughout the thing. Your armies will even carry over, so if you get like a ton of stuff, you can use them in the next one. If you don't have as much, you still at least have that, so you don't have to start fresh every battle. It's really cool. Like if you're the Space Marines, you can upgrade your guy with like better armor for your commander. You can get an iron halo, and there's just all sorts of really, really cool stuff. Definitely check it out. You can get it online, all different sorts of places. Go to Google or whatever. It's on File Plan is where I got it. Or you can get it from our show notes. Just remember, right-click, save target as. Check it out. It's awesome. So far, I give the demo 2 thumbs up, even though there's some problems with it. Main thing any demo should do, it should work. And it should make you want to buy the actual game. did both for me. The actual game comes out in October. I believe it's beginning of October, something like October 6th or so. Check online, check back with us when we get more info, we'll put it up. But, you know, go to your local store. I get mine from, like, Best Buy and stuff. So check out Best Buy or wherever you go, EB Games or something, and just see when they have it coming out. See if you can get a good price. Check online, pick it up, play it. It's awesome. Just remember, you're going to need the original Dawn of War to play. I don't think you need Winter Assault, but I haven't heard anything about that. When I get the game, I'll talk more about it. So try that out. Also, every show, we do a little promotion for, you know, another blog or podcast or forum, online community, whatever, that's gaming. Well, this time, we're not. We're doing the promotion, but it's not a gaming place. Our promotion's for the PodSafe Music Network. I've mentioned them before this podcast, in this podcast, rather, in regards to our Music to Game By section. And the reason why I am promoting them here, especially as they're a rather large website, is that they are incredible. They are the number one PodSafe Music website. If you have a podcast, you sign up with them, it is free. You have access, free access, to all of the music on there. Bands, just put it all up there, upload it. If you have a band or whatever you that has PodSafe Music, you can upload it. And they do so much for you. They have promotional tools for you to use in your podcast. They let you put and download whatever songs you want. You can use them in your podcast. You can listen to them through their website. They even provide links to each song and how you should do it so that you can use those links. Just copy like the URL or whatever into your show notes. You can even, there's a little feature so you can report to the band when you use this song, what song it was and whatnot. So they can come and listen and say, hey, we're getting some plays from, you know, that podcast. Maybe we'll do some more music that they might like, or maybe we'll do a shout out to them or something. And it's really, really friendly. I learned about it from a person I know online, and that person would happen to be CC Chapman. He runs Accident Hash. He's a leader in PodSafe Music, and just kind of saw it on his website, his blog, you know, and listened to some stuff. And I know he uses it for music and so forth, and it's just really, really cool. So check him out. I think if you don't run a podcast or anything, I think they charge like 99 cents a song, which is about, you know, like what iTunes charges, but it doesn't have any of that Apple coding in there that causes some problems for you. So just really cool. And speaking of PodSafe Music, we have another segment for the show called Music to Game By again. Basically, we're, you know, running the Music to Game By segment again. But this time, we want you to check out an electronica song called The Way You Are by 46 Bliss. When I first checked out the PodSafe Music Network, I did a search, because you can search there, you know, for by genre or whatnot. I did a search for electronic or electronica songs, and I sorted it by what was most popular, and this was the most popular song on there. So I listened to it, and it was kind of cool. Some electronic songs, you know, they're just like all electronic or synthesizer or whatnot, and some of them, they have words and stuff. If you ever listen to, like, New York City Underground, I have Volume 3, which is really cool. A lot of the songs on there, they have, like, some speaking in the middle or some singing, you know, here and there, in addition to the percussion and electronic sounds and so forth. And this one's kind of like that. They are a really cool band. The song's really cool. Make sure you go to our show notes, because you can find out how to get the song and listen to it. And they have all sorts of different influences, from bands you probably never heard of to, you know, people like the Beatles and Moody Blues and whatnot. And they're just kind of like, they're kind of like punchy pop sort of thing. And they mix it in with their electronic and whatnot. And it's just really cool. So we're going to play that song for you right now. Listen to it and enjoy. And we'll be back after the song.
Oh, yourself in my place. Put 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 yourself.
You enjoyed The Way You Are by 46 Bliss. We also hope that you enjoyed both of our Music to Game By sections. We think this one would be kind of cool for like a laid back little thing, maybe for while you guys are getting snacks before you game or while you game, some sort of interlude, or as you know, something like maybe an RPG could fit in really cool. It's just kind of light and airy, and you know, be kind of cool for something light and airy. Anywho, now it's time for our closing comments as we draw to the close of our cast. Want to thank everyone for listening to the cast. And I want to just say that so far, I know we haven't been on the air, so to speak, very long, but it's been a journey, it's been a good journey, and we hope you've liked what we're doing. So, you know, keep on listening. Also, just want to mention that in a previous podcast, I think the one from Sunday, this past Sunday, and also on our blog, I've mentioned repeatedly about my, you know, going to Danger Planet Games in October when the owner of Mongoose Publishing, Alex Fennell, will be there, and I've said that I will be, that I will be talking to him and getting your questions answered and so forth. When I had mentioned that, it was more of a like, you know, I'll be in the crowd and just be like, hey, Alex, what do you think about blah, blah, blah? Or is it true that yada, yada, yada? Well, now found out today, it is official. I've went through our, you know, some people I know, or rather one person I know with War Vault, the owner of War Vault, and he talked to Alex, and Alex said that he would definitely give me some one-on-one time. So it's going to be incredible. And, you know, you're wondering, awesome, great, why do I care? Well, the reason why you care is you get to participate. How? You give me your questions or comments, things that you want shared with Alex. I will then take the best ones and use some of those in my exclusive interview with Alex. So if you want to be like, what's up with Starship Troopers Evolution? Tell me more about it. I'd be like, hey, Alex, I get this guy, whoever, you know. And he's just curious, what's going on with Starship Troopers Evolution? Why'd you do it? What's going on? And you can get it straight from the horse's mouth. Or, you know, maybe you just want to be like, well, when's more Gangs of Mega City 1 stuff coming out? You can say, well, there's this girl, you know, from online, she listens to the cast. She's really a big fan of GMC1. She loves the whole Judge Dredd thing. Why aren't there any more new things coming out? Well, maybe you just want something clarified. If it's like a rules type thing, Alex probably might not know if it's in depth. Then again, maybe he... Well, and if he doesn't know, I'm sure he can find out. So whatever your question or comment is, get it to us. And how do you do that? Well, you can do that by emailing me. My email address is jreinhart@gmail.com. Also, I'm on Skype. And I am on AOL Instant Messenger. Both of those, I use the name CW Forums. You can find all this information by going into our show notes. And if you go to our show notes, which are located on our website of wargamingforums.com, you will see in each show note, under number 10 or 11, it varies, that there's a little thing about feedback. And it says, you know, how we need your feedback, we live and die with it, and that we just need to know what's going on, what you like, what you don't like. But it tells you that you can send your feedback by going to our Contact Us page. And you can send your questions and comments for Alex by going to our Contact Us page. And if you go there, you'll see that there's information for Ingrid and myself. I am listed first and Ingrid is listed second. There's my email address, Instant Messenger, and Skype. I have them there, so in case you forget them or you just want to go and write them down or save the page, go there, do that. And then, you know, get in touch with me. Make sure if you email me, which is a way I prefer you to send me your comments and questions, make sure that the subject says Mongoose Questions. Otherwise, your email is going to get filtered out into my trash, and I'm never going to see it. So make sure you put that in the subject. Awesome. Anywho, want to thank you once again for listening. It's been a joy talking to you. I hope it's been a joy listening to me. This Sunday, we'll be having another podcast. That's going to be Sunday, September 24th. It's supposed to be a duo cast. I'm not sure whether it's going to be with Ingrid or if it's going to be with Steve, my friend Steve, or someone else. But I promise you, there will be a podcast. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, as always, check out our blog. There's lots of cool stuff there. And, you know, just game. Keep on gaming. Join our Tale of X Gamers. Whatever. Just stay active in the hobby. So thank you. Have a good night. We'll see you next time. Keep on gaming.